Gentlemen, I give you science in action.
The Driven Groove Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for the Driven Youth Podcast with our host, Pastor Eric Howder. And now, here's Pastor Eric.
So many preachers, so many churches and denominations got their opinions and the documents and statements.
Oh yeah. All right, Eric, we're back.
We are back. A little bit of a hiatus there,
yeah,
but we're back.
Like, I don't know, 6 months or something?
No, it hasn't been that long.
Well,
it's been a while.
We lost all of our listeners. I mean, it wasn't many. It was
all 10 of them.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Less than a dozen.
Less than a dozen, but we are back and
hey,
we're excited.
God bless
to
you, everybody. Yeah.
We're hoping we get our 10 listeners back. That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah. And,
add a couple more. That'd be 12.
Better than that, the Wuhan flu is over.
Hey, are we going to get, can we get canceled because
the
we
Kung
say
flu.
That?
The Kung flu. Yeah, they're taking us off of iTunes, man.
We'll be done. We'll be cultured. Cancel.
Hey, it's
culture,
over.
Right?
The governor announced
it's gone. Right, done.
Yeah, well, we don't have any restrictions.
We don't have any restrictions, right? Unless you go into a nursing home or
that your, no, that's California.
No, I think we still have to if you go into a long-term care facility or
those old people.
I think some hospitals
they're on their way out, man.
Some hospitals are still requiring you to put masks on. We are going to get canceled, aren't we? Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even think iTunes listens to us, do they?
No, they don't.
Probably not.
Probably if they get a complaint or something.
So, but we're glad to be back. Today's podcast is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
We're kind of going to discuss the things we've been doing in the church and things that are upcoming in the church.
Yeah.
Indian Run Christian Church since
we've been kind of shut down a little bit, but I mean, we've been open for a long time.
Right.
Just with masks.
Right. Yeah. And, we never did officially shut down last year.
No,
we went out in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah. That was kind of fun.
And you did a lot of the, probably most of the,
oh my gosh.
Sound and all that good stuff and people stayed in their cars, but a little bit different today. We're going to go through some of the stuff we've been doing and we're getting busier at the church now since restrictions have been lifted.
Yep. We got stuff going on
and we can see people's faces now.
Yep.
Which is kind of cool. You know, some people I forgot what they look like.
Do we have any shout outs this week?
You know, I want to give a shout out to all our graduating seniors and we had a couple of them at the church and, and we had a couple.
There we go.
And we also had a couple college graduates also.
Oh, yeah.
And we just want to shout, you know, blessings out to them.
Yeah.
You know, they've closed one chapter of their life and now moving on to the next chapter and crazy things. And we're just thankful for them being in our church.
Yeah.
And wherever they go, you know, we're going to still be their home.
Be prosper. No, what is it? Prosper?
Is that a Star Trek? I watched Star Trek once when I was like 6 years old.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't. The guy had pointy ears and.
Oh yeah, yeah, that guy.
So it kind of creeped me out, but. Anyhow, our song of the week, we're going to go back a little ways.
Oh yeah. Mike's going back.
Way back.
I'm the way back guy.
This one might be.
We're going to the way back machine.
I might not have been born yet.
I don't know, man. I don't know when it came out.
I don't think it's that old.
Beautiful.
But it's a DC Talk, Jesus Freak. Of course, DC Talk is Toby Mac, right?
Uh-huh. Michael Tate.
And my favorite lead singer, Michael Tate, which you disagree
with. He sings a lot on this. Yeah, he's with the Newsboys.
Newsboys. And I've seen the Newsboys in concerts. It was a good concert.
You wasted your money, man.
I did not. I didn't pay. I think my wife paid for it, so I didn't waste.
Okay.
I guess we wasted our money, but it was a great concert. But
good.
Jesus Freak by DC Talk.
Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Talk, and you have a book laying there beside you, Mike, called
Jesus Freak. Dude, this is a great book. I can't believe you haven't seen it before. And this is from, let me see.
1965?
It's an old one, man. Copyright 1999.
Okay. Oh, not that long ago.
Yeah.
But what is that? That's a devotional?
Yeah, man. Okay. It talks about all the Jesus freaks in history who gave their lives as martyrs for the Christian
cause. Very good.
Cause.
So you just read one a day, or is this a book you go through?
No, it's just a book you go through.
Yeah. Awesome. You know, that being a
We might read some of those. And I'm the producer of the show, so I would be honored to be sued by DC Talk. It would make
That
my
would
day.
Be an honor.
So if we read some of these, we'll see what happens.
That would be an honor. Well, DC Talk technically doesn't.
They're not around
anymore,
anymore,
right? So Michael Tate would. I would love to see Michael Tate sue you.
He's got the rights to this.
I would love to see Michael Tate sue you.
Asbury Publishing, Tulsa, Oklahoma. DC Talk and the voice of the martyrs. So we'll read from that.
And what was funny is we have a
future podcast.
We have a young youth here at the church, about fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And, he loves this song, Jesus Freak.
Jake.
Yes. He loves that song.
Yeah.
You know, I asked his mom one time, you know, what kind of music does Jake like? And she's like, well, he's a little bit different than the other kids. He likes DC Talk and Jesus Freak. So I played I played Jesus Freaks for him one time on a Sunday evening, and all the other kids were kind of, when they hit to the fat belly part.
Oh yeah. Jiggled around like marmalade. Kind of looking
around like, did they really use that in their song? Really, that's an awesome song.
It is a good song.
It's easy to kind of grasp and get a hold of, and we need to all be Jesus freaks.
We're Jesus freaks. Yes. Man. I'm a Jesus freak.
You know, it's,
I mean, it's, you know, I don't play a tambourine and hand stuff out at the airport, but who was that that did that? That looked, I don't know, guys in orange robes and stuff.
The Hare Krishnas are on.
Yeah, that's it.
We're going to get sued by them now, but I don't
think. Yeah, George Harrison was real into those. So yes, what's going on today? We're going to talk about what's going on.
What's going on in
It's going to be a short podcast.
Christian church,
just about
right.
what we're doing.
It's going to be short, right? And kind mm-hmm. of some things that we have already done.
Yeah.
In the last few months. I think, the women's ministry has been busy.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of April, they had their Saturday morning retreat.
Yeah.
Of course, they did not have their tulip tea again, this year because of the restrictions COVID, still. And a lot of people from outside the church come, and
they had their barn sale.
They had their barn sale, which is a big event. Takes up a lot of time for them and a lot of commitment.
Raises money for
later
in the year.
Yep, for the different things that they feel that they can
provide
support or provide, right.
For the women of this church,
And they've also started up their women's hikes.
Yeah.
Once again.
Those are cool, man.
Those are cool. I've never been on.
I want to go to the women's hike just to pick up chicks.
I'm sure Susie would appreciate that.
Yeah. She hates me. Let me tell you about this. They also have a really, really cool prayer journal.
Okay.
That's out in the information center.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just a place for you to document your prayers.
Awesome.
And, kind of work on that on a daily basis. And
awesome.
So, it's cool, man.
You know what?
Our ladies are awesome.
I did not know that.
Yep.
That is pretty awesome. Even though we are doing things, we still keep in mind that must be in prayer.
Right.
And that's very important.
And we're a spiritual family.
Yes, we are. And our community garden is planted.
Yep.
People are working in it and soon the harvest will be.
Yeah, I saw your wife and daughter working there.
Yeah, they were working there one Saturday.
Yeah.
That Saturday we had connecting points from Bridge Point come over. And they set up for about.
What do they do, man?
They serve our immediate area.
Uh huh.
So our township.
You're right.
And then they also go to different communities surrounding us as well and set up one Saturday each month.
Uh huh.
They hit various.
They set up somewhere.
Set up real quick, and they provide a food bag. They provide cleaning materials for you if you need those. Basically, any household
detergent,
diapers.
They have
diapers,
stuff to wash your clothes with. That household I don't know if items. You know that, but that's one of the things that you can't buy if you're on food stamps.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You cannot buy it. So they provide laundry detergent.
They have tons of stuff. Dishwashing stuff.
And you know, let's say you know you're down and out and you're on food stamps, you cannot buy that. And they provide a great ministry.
It's awesome, and we partner with them. We provide. They come show up once a month here at the church in the parking lot. It's drive through.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool. You show up, and they pass the stuff out.
Help meet the needs of the community.
Help meet the needs of the community. Fantastic, fantastic.
You know, here in East Canton, we got several churches that are doing this.
Right,
man, are doing the same thing, and we're one of them.
We have our own
giveaway, right. And that's today.
Yes,
right.
It is Wednesday.
Today.
Well,
this is
Third Wednesday. Third Wednesday
June
of the month.
16th.
Right. Third Wednesday of the month. Every third Wednesday of the month, we have our grocery giveaway, and we've been doing that for probably close to 2 years now.
Yeah.
And it used to be people would come in and collect their groceries, but of course with the pandemic, we had to stop that, and it became a drive-through.
Yeah.
And it's still a drive-through. People show up, open up their trunks, open up their doors, we bring it out.
Right. As well as?
We also have a community dinner.
Yes.
And
so what else do we bring out to them?
We bring out
hot food.
Hot food.
Oh yeah.
But it used to be a sit-down dinner. And of course the pandemic stopped that, so it became a takeout.
Right.
So we'd bring the hot food out.
But we're back into that, right?
We're back inside now. So the community dinner is back inside. Community fellowship dinner.
Yeah.
Third Wednesday of each month. Mm-hmm. 5 to 6:30 is the dinner. 5 to 6 is the giveaway.
Uh-huh.
But if you show up at 6:30, nobody's going to turn you away for your giveaway.
Nobody will be here.
But those are fantastic outreaches and time the fellowship with.
Yeah.
With
hey man, that's part of our church doing doing good for other people as well as the garden. What does the garden go to?
The garden goes to various local food pantries, ministries.
How big is the garden, dude?
It's huge.
Yes,
I call it a field.
Well, you know, we took part of the land our church is on, and we said, "Well, we're not doing much with that, so let's do something meaningful."
Right? Because you were obviously I wasn't here when that started. Can you share a little bit of how that? I mean, you kind of just did, but
yeah. I mean,
the brainstorm of when
the
that
idea
happened?
Was to you know use some of our land for something meaningful in the community.
Awesome.
And our church fortunately has quite a few farmers. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, many of them are not farmers now, but you know, they grew up as farmers.
Right.
They spent their life, you know, working hard in the fields.
Right.
And so they wanted to do something to give back to the community. And so one of the things that you don't find at some grocery giveaways and, you know, food banks and stuff.
Fresh produce.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
So we provide that. We've got, I don't know if we're growing it this year, but, you know, we've provided corn.
I believe corn is out there.
Let's see, peppers, potatoes.
Oh, right. Man, watermelon.
Watermelon
is a big hit.
Watermelon's a big hit. So is, surprisingly, green tomatoes, man.
I did not
People
know
like
that.
Fried green tomatoes. Yeah. Have you ever had them?
I have not. Okay. I am not a...
Well, you need to try them, man. They're from the South, you know.
Okay.
But, they're like delicious.
Marietta, man. Columbus area? Or?
I think it's Zor.
Oh. But the garden, a lot of people know where our church is simply because
of the garden.
You have the garden.
And we have people that stop by on their way to work or back home from work and give us money to help towards what we're doing.
Well, funny you said that because we just had these Canton just had their Rotary Festival this past weekend, and we had a tent set up and we served cotton candy.
That's perfect for kids, man.
Get them high on sugar and send them home to mom and dad.
Oh, man, the
and
dentists are so happy.
This one kid, he was there Friday night. He had 4 cotton candy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he was there Saturday night, and he had 4 more. Loved it. Kid loved it. He was in awe of how cotton candy was made.
Cotton candaria.
But I ran into one lady who was asking. Yeah. She travels every day or once a week from East Canton to Waynesburg, which Waynesburg is south of us.
It goes right
so
by
she was right by
front
us
of our church, the garden.
On the highway. And she was talking about the garden. She was just asking a little bit about our church services. She goes to another church, and we don't poach people from other churches.
No, we're not trying to do that.
But she was just kind of interested. But she brought up, you have that huge garden.
Yeah.
Which I call a field because I'm...
You're from somewhere else.
I'm not from...
He ain't from around here, I'll tell you what.
But the Rotary Festival is one thing that we did this past weekend. Right.
And the parade.
The parade, the
kids
Memorial
the
Day
parade.
We had the kids
candy
throwing
out.
Candy, tons of candy in East Canton.
Yeah.
Just another, throwing candy at people, is that really an outrage? No. But, you know, you get out there in the community.
Yeah.
Your kids see, you know, you know, there's all these people that you don't see really. And, and then on the likewise, people see, you know, your church is active.
We show our support for veterans and stuff.
And show
to do that. And I wanted to give the kids slingshots and just fire your candy at people.
maybe next year we can
incorporate
that. We have some of our youth are going to Elkhorn Valley,
The Christian camp.
Service camp, yeah. Their camp for a week. We have a number of youth doing that through the summer. The Alive Festival is coming up in July.
Dude, I want to go to that.
And we have,
I want to go every day.
Man. We have numerous,
but I'm not
families camping. That are, they're going to be in and out.
Yeah.
Staying for the, it starts Thursday evening.
Tell me about who's some of the people that are coming in.
The bands. Well, yeah. Newsboys Unite, of course. Gosh.
What night is that?
That is, that's actually, I think, Saturday night.
Forget it. I'm not going Saturday. Toby Mac. Is that right? Toby going to be there?
Yeah, Toby Mac will be there, I think, Saturday night as well.
We the Kingdom?
We the Kingdom. There's a couple other great ones.
Yeah, we can't remember.
Remember.
Get on.
Andy Wilson is going to be there. She's a relatively new artist.
Wasn't she from Heart? The group Heart? No, that's Annie Wilson. Okay, never mind.
No. There's some speakers also. Kirk Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
Is going to be there.
And he wrote the, what was it? The books about
he was in the movies.
Was he?
Yeah, he didn't write the book.
Oh, okay.
He was in the movies.
Can you think of the name of the movie?
I can't
think
Behind.
Of it. Left Behind
series. Left Behind, yes, yeah. Which we won't discuss too much of that.
Yeah.
But he was the actor in the movie.
Right. And he's going to be speaking. Do they have a couple of stages?
They have like a beach stage, a wood stage, and like a main stage.
Okay.
So,
So if you're not playing
Carrie Jo,
if you're not at the main stage, you're kind of a loser.
Carrie Jobe is going to be there Sunday.
Uh-huh.
She's a wonderful, wonderful voice.
I like her, man.
Great singer. There's another singer. There's another group on Thursday with, We the Kingdom. I forget who it is. For the country.
For King and Country.
For King and Country, yes.
Oh man, those guys are awesome.
Yes, they both are going to be there Thursday night.
Is that Carrie Jobe and?
No, Carrie Jobe is Sunday, I believe.
Okay. So. Yeah, man.
I think Lecrae is going to be speaking, maybe.
King and Country, yeah.
Torrin Wells is going to be there also.
Yeah.
Jonathan Evans, who is, I believe, Evans.
His son. Yeah, he's
going to be speaking.
He's actually a good musician.
Speaking one of the nights.
Plays the keyboard.
Also. Okay. Yeah. But just
I've seen
a variety of people in and out. Of course, the main stage is where your headline.
Right,
you're
big acts.
But we have a number of people going to be coming in and out, staying.
From our church camping there?
Yeah, there's going to be several families.
Bring fans.
Camping, yes. Yeah. Fans.
Battery-operated fans.
What I love is I live close enough that if I had to, I could go home and
sleep in air conditioning. My wife
because
and I
that's
went.
What's great about having families go. Is my responsibility is
well. My wife and Susie and I went camping last weekend.
Yes,
we were supposed to go like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and leave Sunday. Come back to the church, and we made it Thursday night, man. And it was so hot that I sweated myself to sleep, man. Till I got dehydrated and got kind of woozy and fell asleep.
So you just passed out.
I left the next day.
That's
man.
Funny. Well, I got a real quick story about Alive. About 10 years,
okay.
12 years ago, we went, and the group we went with, we actually had responsibility of them. We had to watch them.
Yeah.
So a little more, you know.
Right. Hands on.
Make sure they're, they don't get lost or stolen or whatever. And we had a gentleman had a boat and we had a couple of jet skis. So the one day we just kind of took off, went to a nearby that could handle that horsepower.
Right.
And my memory is the one kid was tubing and he had a pair of glasses. And he went to his brother who was sitting on the boat. He goes, here, hold these. And he threw them.
Right.
And I could just see the wind.
Yeah, grab slow motion.
And take them slow motion. Off into the lake.
Off into the lake.
And that kid looked at him and goes, Mom's going to kill you.
Yeah, and poor guy never saw anything.
Couldn't see
in the
too
concerts.
Well. Couldn't see too well. He could hear well, but couldn't see too well. But yeah. Our church picnic is June 27th. We didn't have a church picnic technically last summer, but that's back. It's going to be at the church again.
We're going to have lots of fun stuff too, man. Our world famous water slide. We got a cool hill.
We have an inflatable. We have a ski ball.
Ski ball.
Ski ball is going to be
with
there.
With tickets and everything. And
you don't know if it's going to be Chuck E. Cheese like, but there will be ski ball. And there's also maybe a water tower where you sit underneath and you throw and you try to get the bucket to
flip on you.
Flip on the person's head.
Okay.
So
that's like the, what do you call that, man? Like you throw it at the target they fall in the thing.
It's not a dunk tank.
Oh, it's not?
You just sit there in a bucket.
You know who was really good at that, man, was Joe Costello.
Oh, okay.
He was a pitcher in high school and college, man. Really good. He nailed them every time, man.
So that's coming up. We have VBS coming up next week.
So when is the church picnic?
Church picnic is June 27th.
June 27th. That's my birthday, man.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
No kidding. We'll have to sing happy birthday to you.
Yeah, bring gifts. Everybody.
We'll bring food for you.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Grilled hot dogs. Cheap.
And VBS. VBS is next week. Beef tongue.
Yeah.
VBS. VBS next week, June 21st.
What's going on with VBS?
VBS, God's Wonder Lab is the theme this year. Uh-huh.
Kind of a scientific
kind of a science theme to it. And just
Like Bill Nye the Science Guy.
No, we are not inviting Bill Nye the Science Guy to
good.
VBS. Maybe he could show up at our water balloon toss at the end. At the end. But no, he won't be there. But it's going to be just going to go through the wonders of God, the miracles of Jesus.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And we hope to be outside for a good
We'll have a lot of crafts and stuff.
Crafts, snacks, and just, it's just a great time. You know, that's a staple of the summer, Vacation Bible School. And, we did it a little differently last year, and some churches still aren't having it this year, which is fine. But we feel it's important.
It's important enough to
have the kids and fellowship and learn. And the memories later on, the kids remember that. And
so in VBS, will we have a segment on critical race theory?
No.
Okay. All right. So why should we send our kids to VBS?
For starters, you get a comprehensive 4-day
focus
on God at your youth, at your young level. It's geared down towards
what is it, up to sixth grade?
We go up to sixth grade, but we also have our middle schoolers. We have a kind of a different aspect that they go into. They do some projects for different
service projects
organizations,
Man, that's great.
They still get a lesson and
they help with VBS too, taking the kids around to classrooms and stuff.
College
my son
kids.
Used to do that.
Okay,
all the time.
But it's really focused on them. Geared to their level. Uh-huh. Plus they're together. They're crazy together. They're singing these
songs.
They're yelling these songs. They're learning about God. They're just,
they're going to learn about,
they're free. They're going to be free and just understanding with God's Wonder Lab, it's showing, what Jesus did, his miraculous things that he did that sometimes we kind of gloss over real quick, Jesus turning water into wine, what's the importance of that? What's the significance of that? And this really focuses, one of the lessons focuses on that and the why.
Yep.
But that's exciting. Got that coming up. And later in August, I don't know the exact day, is our back to school event.
Oh yeah.
Where we'll have movie night.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
You know what movie you're going to show?
Not yet. We don't know what movie.
Probably some Hallmark Channel thing or something.
We'll put the big screen up again. And we'll have our sound guy, if you know one. And we'll have popcorn, cotton candy, we're having the food truck come back in.
The food truck?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
With hot dogs,
we need a
hamburgers.
Taco truck, man.
That's tempting. That's very tempting. But just like last year, we did it last year. It was a pretty good success. We had some games set up also. And pray for the kids as they're getting ready to return to school, and the teachers and any other of our members or family that work in the school systems as well.
Yeah.
We
support
the time of prayer and to know that.
And they come forward in the church and we all pray for them.
Right.
It's a pretty cool thing.
Yep. So that's
so I was thinking, no taco truck, huh?
Probably not.
When I think of essential oils, that's what drips out of a taco.
That's an essential.
Okay.
I never thought of it that way. But
no taco truck. So okay, that's coming up in August at some point.
Had burgers, fries,
burgers, hot dogs. Yeah, right. Yeah. But this year we'll have cotton candy, popcorn also.
Oh, yeah. We have a cotton candy machine.
We do. Folks.
I mean, come on.
And that I had a blast. And some of the other kids had a blast, too, making the cotton
candy. You guys made like a 50-pound cotton candy or something.
We wanted to see how large we could get it.
Yeah.
Until it started tipping over.
Folding over and stuff.
It was quite large. Then we had to make two of them because...
We should have pictures of that somewhere on the website.
We do have some pictures. I just got to get them off my wife.
So what else we got going on?
One more thing that we just got done doing was our Faith Promise Sunday, which was just our mission,
right,
the organizations that we support throughout the year.
And we make a pledge.
We make a pledge.
Every person in the church makes a pledge about how much they'll give. Do you remember what Terry said, how much it would be? To meet our budget, it was like $15 a family.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. But our missions we support, of course, Cross Eyed Missions, Columbia Christian Mission, the Children's Christian Home out in Worcester, and the Alliance Pregnancy Center.
Right.
Those are our four missions.
So we've got local and international.
International and we also, this past year we supported India, the drilling of wells in India with Jacob Era. That was kind of a little different off-the-side project.
He's off in India, and he's training pastors and evangelists.
And you know what? He had the difficult of him getting there and getting back this past year was, he shared
that. They didn't want to let anybody in.
Having water, and you know this, Mike, from Honduras. Having water is so important.
When we were in Honduras, there were many, many families, especially up in the mountains, that didn't name their kids until they got to be like 2 years old. I said, "What's the name?" "Boy,"
because they didn't, and I didn't know survive.
But I didn't know why. But that's it. They did, there was a high incidence of like infant mortality.
Wow,
and so helping them to drill wells in communities is a big deal.
Right, and a lot of people don't realize it.
Fresh, uncontaminated water.
We take it for granted.
Yeah, we do.
But and our youth, our youth give an offering every Sunday, and we support Heart and Souls, which we've had them on this podcast before.
Yeah.
And they provide shoes to kids local and
in the Philippines. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
For kids that don't have shoes, and
and
it's just another great organization.
Great minister, man.
And it's kind of interesting to see these organizations like Heart and Souls and Alliance Pregnancy Center have kind of, work together as well. It's kind of interesting to see them intertwined and and just how God works. And
We got some great ministries that we support, folks. And you can check out our website for links to their pages or web pages at www.christforeastcanton.com.
Right, all one word.
And we tried to make it longer than that, but we just couldn't. So christforeastcanton.com. Check it out, man.
And we're always on Facebook.
We got
Instagram.
We have Instagram as well. That's true. Yeah.
And but check us out.
Are we on TikTok?
We are not on TikTok yet. But check us out.
We've got podcasts. We got this podcast, Pastor Terry's podcast and his sermons, and we got videos twice a week on there.
Right.
That Pastor Terry, he's a great teacher, really is, and so he teaches about different topics and stuff. And
there's a lot of information out there.
There's stuff out there. If you want to get involved, man.
Right.
You'll be blessed.
You can just check us out any of those avenues. So
I'm
gonna close us in prayer. How much time did we?
Well, we wasted 34 minutes of everybody's time.
A little bit more than what we were hoping for. But
you'll never get it back.
But we'll just
we thank you for tuning in. And go ahead, man. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we give you glory and praise. We're so thankful that we're able to serve you, and you're just a mighty God, and we're just. There's people out there we know that need to hear your word, and just draw them in, Lord, and just let our paths cross. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for tuning in to the weekly
Driven Youth Podcast
with Pastor Eric Halter. Our Driven Youth group gets together each and every Sunday at 9:15 a.m. and 6 p.m., and we'd love to have you visit. If you enjoy the show or have ideas for future shows, send us an email at drivenyouthpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to visit the church, check us out at www.christforeastcanton.com. That's www.christforeastcanton.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.